What type of accreditation issues did you encounter, both from the programmatic perspective and the institutional perspective? First, I'll talk about programmatic accreditation. The CoARC accreditation process, we're mid at the point where we transitioned. You know, we're kind of mid-cycle accreditation cycle, so we're due, I think, in another 4 or 5 years for a site visit. So, and to be honest, the process at CoARC was quite simple. After I'd developed every material that I needed to seek program approval from our state, a lot of the material that I needed to submit to CoARC was already there. You know, we had information on program needs and all kinds of stuff developed already. And in the end, really what I needed to report to CoARC was simply as a substantive change for us. And so it was a curriculum change. It was a degree change, which amounted to submitting my substantive change form with the required documentation, including the new curriculum. I think there was a TAC committee vote requirement. And then after that, it was submit and answer any follow-up questions that they may have had. And we received program approval at the next meeting. It was actually quite seamless. And I feel like, you know, but throughout the process, I tried to sort of keep tabs on what was going on at CoARC, especially because they were in the process of developing new standards. So I wanted to make sure whatever we submitted was going to meet those new standards. And secondly, I just kind of, whenever I had a question, I just called Tom, and Tom Smalling was quite helpful in just reassuring me that, yeah, you're okay. What you're doing is okay. We're not going to stop you from doing that. There was one point where I had to explain the degree to Tom just to make sure that there wasn't going to be a problem with the way we were planning on doing our degree, and that problem could have come in the fact that we were with students complete an associate degree before they enter our bachelor's degree. Their associate degree is in allied health, although they take some classes respiratory care related classes at that point. It is not a degree that is eligible for the MBRC exams, nor is it ever touted that way. It's simply a generic allied health degree that prepares them for entry into the bachelor's degree. And so it was that split degree notion that then they would go into the bachelor's for the respiratory care program. That had to be explained. And we had to be very clear that that was not a CoARC, that associate degree was not a CoARC accredited degree, and it could not, it did not give the student eligibility for the board exams. And that was the one sticking point that we had. And really, it just was a matter of explaining it and showing the curriculum to the committee. And we didn't have difficulties in that process. So, you know, for as much anxiety as I had over that, it was kind of anticlimactic. Now, of course, our regional accreditor, which in this area is the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities, that was a little bit of a different story. And so, again, I was lucky that we weren't one of the pilots, because in our case, the institution was already accredited to offer the BAS degree, and the Northwest Commission did not need to come back in and re-accredit us each time we offered an additional baccalaureate degree, which was very nice. So we did not have to go through that process with our particular degree, although I was a part of the College Accreditation Steering Committee at the time that the other degree was pushed through the Northwest Commission. And I was also the chair of the Curriculum Approval Committee. And so at the time, I had a lot of involvement with college accreditation. And it tr the notion that we were going to be off for bachelor's degrees actually triggered a site visit. And so we ended up going through a full accreditation visit in order to enable us to offer these new degrees. We were almost due anyway, so it wasn't anything that was unexpected, and we had already been working on it. However, it was a significant amount of institutional effort to undergo an additional accreditation visit. And however, the prospect of offering a baccalaureate degree at our college was extremely motivating for individuals in the college to put forth that effort. But if anyone is expecting to develop a degree, a new degree at a college that does not already have a baccalaureate degree, chances are the regional accreditation body will want to come in and evaluate that new degree, evaluate the student resources for that degree, and they may even want to come in and do a full accreditation site visit. And so that process was quite interesting, simply sort of to be an observer of. And what it really amounted to is that the program individuals really had to make they had to make sure that their considerations were met, and resources were in place for all of those student resources. That includes, similar things to our to co-arc accreditation visits. They want to know that those students have library resources and computer resources, that there's adequate staff and faculty to staff that degree. And so at that initial accreditation visit, we had to document all of those things.